Today is September the 18th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, your host for the program, and this year we are reading the red letter words of Jesus, and we affectionately call it just Jesus. Before we read his amazing words, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the answer to our prayers, the beloved Son of God, compassionate, our defender. You're the exalted one and the fountain of living waters, the gospel of peace and high and lifted up. You are infinite and Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You're the keeper of our souls and the living God. You are mercy-laden and noble in everything that you do. You are the one who sets us free. You are perfect in all of your ways and quick to hear us. Lord, you are robed in majesty and our strong tower. You are trustworthy, unchanging, and victorious in all that you do. You are the was and is to come, and the example that we need in public schools in order to love unconditionally. You are Yahweh and the God of Zion. Lord, there is no one like you. Thank you, Lord, for calling us, for showing us the way, and help us, Lord, to be encouragers today, particularly to all of the Florida students and teachers that are coming back to school after Hurricane Irma. Lord, give them that sense of newness and gratitude for the safety that you have provided. Continue to provide safety, Lord, as there's dangerous debris around and all kinds of stuff that children could get into. Keep them safe, O Lord. We ask you for all of this because you are the mighty protector, and we ask it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are still in the Sermon of the Mount. Can you believe it? It's awesome. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? Well, as Jesus continued with the Sermon on the Mount, he said, the Word of God, Matthew 6, verses 25 to 26. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? The Word of God, Matthew 6, verses 25 to 26. Thank you, my friends. Isn't Jesus amazing? We also do a song about Jesus this year on Around the Word in 180 Days. And so I'm going to play you a little excerpt of Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, and then I will read the lyrics to you. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. through death into life everlasting. He passed and we followed him there. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Well, thank you, my friends, for joining us in the powerful words of Jesus Christ and songs about him. Be sure and check out the playlist that we have that contains all of the songs that we've been doing this year. And you can find that in the little button in the app, or you can go to our website at www.aw180days.com. Click on Just Jesus, and there'll be a big old button there, too. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And we have a corporate prayer that is called the 1:16 p.m. prayer. What a crazy time of the day to stop and pause and pray, my friends, but it is powerful. And so join us by setting your alarm. And we have based that number, that time of the day, on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, we are going to be praying for the safety of all students and staff as they travel to and from school, not just today, but for the whole school year, of course. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you at 1:16 p.m. Now, if you forget that prompt, that is not even an issue. Just pause and pray. And if you don't know what to pray, just say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being in the public schools. Thank you, Lord, for all of the gifts that you have given us. And help us to be good to each other, to love unconditionally." But you will pray in your own style and your own heart's desire, yet joining your brothers and sisters across the time zones. I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do is to read Don Clark's Teacher Take Courage devotionals. Today's is called Courage to Quit. The scripture that he based it on is John 14, verse 31. Come now, let us leave. Many of us have been born into families and a culture where quitting or leaving something we have started is not an option or a choice. To some, the word quit is a four-letter curse word. The word quit is not mentioned one time in the Bible. We all believe in hard work, and we believe in fulfilling commitments. We believe the scriptures that states, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion." That's Philippians 1 verse 6. Yet sometimes, God calls us to quit and leave something in order to move on to something new or greater that he has planned for us. Noah was called to quit his job and start building a boat. Abraham was called to quit living in Ur and moved into a new land he had never seen. Over 1 million Israelites were told to quit their slavery jobs and leave Egypt in order to return to Israel. David was called to quit tending sheep and start tending people. The 12 apostles were called to quit their jobs in order to follow Jesus and minister to others. Many of us who are reading this devotion have responsibilities and things we are doing in our homes, schools, communities, and churches that we are supposed to let go of, to quit doing, in order to rest and then begin doing something new for the Lord. Out of fear and habit, we are refusing to go. God is saying, let go. Let go. Just as a parent would encouragingly speak to a child clinging to him onto a chair while learning to walk, Jesus is saying, let go and start walking for me. I will pick you up if you fall. I am here beside you. Let go. Walk by faith. He is telling us there is a season for all things. There is a season to hold on to things and a season to let go of things. Child rearing is a great example of this. There is a time we must constantly carry our children close to us. Then a time comes when we are to set them down and let them walk on their own. We will cripple them if we hold on to them too long. It takes faith to quit holding them and to let them go, and to let them walk on their own. Randy Compean is one who walks by faith. He is 21 years old. He is one whom public school officials have labeled a dropout. a quitter. He left high school before graduation. Randy's father suffered a debilitating stroke when Randy was a freshman in high school. This left the family without economic provision. Randy's father needed 24/7 health care, and his mother could not make enough money working at an entry-level job to support the family or provide the needed health care for her husband beyond the home. Randy quit school in order to provide the necessary nursing care for his father, and then to work when his mother was not at her job. Just prior to this incident, Randy had accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. Randy had also been estranged from and held much animosity and anger towards his father for many years. After the stroke, however, Christ gave Randy the courage, compassion, and willpower to provide nursing care for his father, bathing, feeding, and toileting him as one would a child. Through this service, Randy became reconciled with his father and began to truly and unconditionally love him. Throughout this entire time, Randy regularly attended and faithfully served in his local church youth ministry. In the years that followed, as his father's health improved, Randy was called by God to go to YWAM, Youth with a Mission, in Tyler, Texas. This organization's mission and vision is to spiritually train and equip youth to evangelize. Randy has now completed the courses of discipleship, evangelism, and worship. He has gone on mission trips throughout the United States and into South Korea, Germany, and Russia. The Lord has used Randy as a worship leader and speaker. In Germany, many young people made first-time decisions to follow Christ, and others were receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit as a result of God's work through Randy and the mission team. How many young people Randy's age have finished high school and are almost through college but have yet to ever lead one person to the Lord? How many youth are there who are all about the world's business but never about God's? Randy is a God chaser, not just a God follower. He is passionately hungry for the things of God. His life goals are not a college degree, a high-paying job, a wife, children, and a house in the suburbs. His goal is to follow Jesus wherever he leads. It takes incredible courage and faith to live this way. May the Lord give each of us a portion of this kind of courage, so that we can let go and let God lead us more and more each day by faith. The prayer. Lord, show us what to let go of and what to embrace. Give us the courage to do it. And that was our daily devotional, written by Don Clark. And the final thing we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's is from Abraham Lincoln. And he said, "We can complain because rose bushes have thorns, or rejoice because thorn bushes have roses." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the amazing words of Jesus the Christ that we did today from Matthew 6, verses 25 to 26. "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Dear Father, thank you. Thank you so much, Lord. You are so attentive to us and so amazing. We are richly blessed to be under your protection and care. Bless this day, Lord, and help us to bless others. We love you, adore you, and ask all of this in the high and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.